Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm Lisa Carpenter, master life coach to driven, ambitious humans who want more out of life without having to sacrifice themselves to achieve it. I'll share how it's possible to slow down, take better care of yourself, find more peace and ease, create sustainable energy, stop procrastination and overwhelm, and fall in love with your life, your business, and your body. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn what it takes to thrive as a high performer, do less but achieve more, make you and your well-being a top priority, and create your extraordinary life. I'm so glad you're here. Well, hey, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. And this is an exciting episode because I am back from my month-long sabbatical in my business, my first ever month-long sabbatical. Not only that, but I am fresh off of my first pro competition with the WBFF, which was the organization I competed with. Now, I'm not sure if they're still going to be around for much longer. I'm not going to get into all the controversy around that. You can go check that out online if you're curious. I'm sure if you Google it, you will find it. However, it was a very big month. And today's episode, I'm just going to be sharing a little bit more the debrief of that event, about my trip to the Dominican and what this means for you, because none of this happened by accident. My decision to get back on stage was not by accident. My decision to take a month-long sabbatical was not by accident. These all took careful planning and preparation. Even my trip took planning and preparation. And so many of you get caught up in hoping, wishing, dreaming, but not actually taking the action towards the goals that you have for yourself. And, you know, unless you take action towards those goals, they're nothing more than wishes. So there's a lot of talk in the online space around, you know, manifestation, which gives it this like mystical kind of feeling. But manifestation is just simply taking action towards the outcome that you want to create. There is some trust and surrender that's involved. We can't death grip the outcomes of these things. But make no mistake about it, manifestation is an active process. It's not just sitting back and oming and hoping that what you want to have happen will happen without your participation. So again, energetics are involved, but I'm a very, very big believer in the action piece that is missing for so many. So, you know, my trip to the Dominican was just once a dream. And many of the goals and milestones that I've realized over the past couple of years, well, everything that I've accomplished in my life was just once upon a time, a dream, right? A vision that I had. And many of my visions, honestly, you know, I still remember writing things down and thinking like, how is this even possible? How is this even possible? And years later, they came to fruition. So, you know, there's a saying to not put a deadline on your dreams. As long as you're willing to keep showing up day in and day out, chop wood, carry water in the direction of those dreams. If they are meant for you, they will not miss you and they will come to fruition. But so often we stop ourselves because they seem so far away, they seem so far out of reach, or they seem, you know, completely impossible. I remember when I first made the decision in my business that I wanted to take a month off. I wanted to actually be able to take August and December off. So I'm working towards being able to take 2 months off a year. And I was just like, oh, how would I ever do that? And even up until the point of when I booked this month off, I was like, how am I going to do this? Will my clients understand? Will my business fall apart? And I had to make the decision to just pull the trigger. Now, for as long as I can remember, one of the driving forces in my business has been this desire, this want to be able to always pack up my family and take them away. Because I don't know about you, but my family, we live a full life. I've got one son who is, you know, starting his life with his partner. I've got another son who is starting his life with his partner. He's still at home. One son is away from home. And then of course I've got my youngest who is now 12, which is mind blowing to me that I have a 12-year-old now. Because it seems like just the other day I was like, wow, I'm doing this whole newborn thing again. Anyways, for as long as I can remember, I have always held this vision that I want to be able to pack up my families and take them away. And as my kids have gotten older, you know, I don't know if you remember being in your 20s, but I certainly didn't have extra money to take a lot of holidays. Or if I did take holidays, they were very budget. And I always want to be able to pack up my family and say, let's go somewhere for, you know, 5 days or 7 days. And maybe we rent a house, maybe we stay in an all-inclusive. It doesn't really matter. But I want to be able to provide that for my family so that I can kind of like lock them down in one place. They're forced to spend some time with me. It's not really true. We do see each other, but we all have full lives. And so to be able to go on vacation and have everybody be able to relax and unwind and have some dinners together, hang out at the beach together or the pool together, and just be in contact with each other for, you know, 7 to 10 days, it's just such a gift. And I've always been wanted to be able to do that. And not just my own kids, but their partners and their children when they have children, right? I want to be able to travel in a huge group and just make it so fun where everybody looks forward to getting away. So I'm not at the place where I can do this maybe every year, but it's something I definitely want to be able to continue. So August allowed me to realize that dream as well. So it's been a very, very powerful month, but it also comes on the heels of a very disruptive 6 months in my life personally. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how I was able to let go and take this month off. For any of you who are listening, thinking like, where do I even start with that? Because as you probably know, if you're listening to the podcast, if you're following me on social media, you know, the majority of my business is built on one-to-one coaching. And there are a lot of people out there that tell you, well, that's not the way to go. It's not scalable. You should be working with groups. And I do have small intimate groups. I do run a couple programs a couple times a year. But for the most part, my business is one-to-one. And that is by design. Because I see so many group programs online. And I'm not poo-pooing group programs. I'm a part of an amazing one as a coach inside there. And I've been inside many group programs. It's not that I'm anti-group program. It's not that I'm anti-social learning. But I also know for many of the women and the men that I work with, they need that deeper dive. They've done a tremendous amount of self-development and they need eyeballs specifically on them and their issues. And I know for me personally, one of the biggest catalysts in my own growth is having that one-to-one coach or one-to-one therapist. And I work with both. I usually have more than one person that I'm working with on my team, not because there's anything wrong with me, but because everything is going right. But for a lot of years, there were a lot of things that were going wrong. And I needed that kind of more, I don't want to say hand-holding because they never held my hand and I don't hold my client's hand, but it's definitely a no holds barred, deep dive. I am not going to allow you to sit in your shit type of coaching. And in group coaching, we can really get lost in the mix. We cannot see our own blind windows. So these are the things about ourselves that we don't see in ourselves. Other people might see them, but we don't see them. And this is true for me as well. Just because I've been a coach for over 2 decades doesn't mean that I don't still have blind windows. And let me tell you, I have had to work through a lot of things over the past 6 months that I was not aware of. And it was very, very humbling to recognize that this work for me needed to go even deeper. But that's the evolution of being human. We're always going to be given opportunities to learn and grow. So coming back to my business, you know, being able to take that month off first started with making the decision, right? Making a decision and then not backing out of the decision. So I marked it in my calendar. I booked the whole month off. So every time I went to book a client, I would have to see that it said in my Google Calendar, off. And I would have to make the conscious decision to say, yes, I can work with you. And in the month of August, we're going to be, you know, on hiatus and we'll pick back up here. So it means my contracts will be running a little bit longer. It was scary and a little bit exhilarating as well, because as I said, as a primarily one-to-one coach, my business relies on me to do the work. And again, there's many people out there that would say, well, that is crazy, Lisa. You should have residual income. You should have group programs, all this kind of stuff. And what I'm here to tell you is you do you. I love coaching one-to-one. It never feels like a burden for me. I work with very aligned clients. So there's never an issue around it feeling draining. I love that I was able to take a month off. Did I feel like I needed a month off? No, I don't need a break from my life. I've created a life that I love. I've created a business that I love. I don't need a vacation from it, but I have the ability and can make the choice now to give that to myself. And that is really, really powerful. So coming back to, you know, making this decision, it was first communicating it with clients and staying out of the stories about what I was making that mean, or what clients might think of me for taking this month off, or, you know, them not having access to me. And I had to remind myself that, you know, in my coaching, although it's very powerful, my clients are not victims. We're not creating oxygen. Nobody is going to die. If there's a true emergency, they can call 911. But for the most part, you know, everybody was going to be totally fine. And they were. And everybody absolutely was. And I missed them. I missed my clients. I missed my work. It's so great to be back in my office and in that coaching seat again and reconnecting with everybody. So as a recovering overdoer, perfectionist, you know, control freak, I used to have to do everything in my business. And the process of letting go of those things was really, really hard for me. And I remember a coach once saying to me, do you think the CEO of, you know, a massive corporation is sitting on the order desk every day taking orders from clients? And I was like, oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Like, I had to make the decision to spend my time where it was most important that I spend my time. And that really is for me with my clients and creating content, whether it's, you know, writing or recording this podcast for you, that is what is most important. So over the years, I've had to learn to let go. And just because I can do something doesn't mean that I should. So, you know, I have a woman, her name's Bridget, in my business. I love her. I call her, like, she's the boss. I don't know how else to put it. She's the boss. She really runs the show. She makes sure that my social media is ticking. So even while I was away, my social media was still running. You know, we have an agreement that if I feel like I'll do some stories, I'll do some stories. But she really took the podcast and made sure that we had those repurposed episodes up for you. I got the new intros recorded. But she really takes care of everything day to day behind the scenes. And we've been working together for, my goodness, I don't even know how many years now. But I trust her to take care of what needs to be taken care of. And again, you know, I've created such a simple, beautiful business model. It's not fancy. There's nothing fancy going on here. But it allows me to really do the work that I love and keeps it really simple, which is important to me because I want ease in my life. I want to feel deeply fulfilled, deeply satisfied, and I want a lot of peace and ease in my world. So I've set my business up to be like that while still being incredibly profitable, because that is important if you're running a business. And I see so many people, you know, they have money coming in, but they have it going out just as quickly. So they want this life of peace and ease, and they want to be able to have the money to do the things, but they're not willing to simplify and let go of stuff that they shouldn't be doing because they're trying to get there faster. It's kind of like, you know, people who want to take a weight loss pill so that they can lose weight faster, but they haven't built the habits and behaviors that are going to support that weight loss. So they take the weight off and then it comes back on quickly. The same is true in business. If you're trying to fast track your success, but you haven't created the foundations that your business is going to stand on, you're still going to run into problems. You have to have great financial fluency. You need to understand how to manage your money. You need to know how to run a team. You need to understand what are the most important things in your business and what stuff is just busy work that maybe you shouldn't be doing. So between Bridget and I, we really coordinated what needed to get done so I could be off. So I could be off and not worry about anything. And I really didn't, other than answering the odd email, which I didn't really get any. And sometimes being in my DMs on social media, on Instagram, I just really enjoyed the time away. And I know that for many of the women that I work with, they can feel guilty. Like if I ask them to check themselves into a hotel for a weekend, they can feel guilty about that. And the mindset is that they have to work harder and push more in order to earn the right to rest. And the reverse is actually true. You don't need to earn the right to rest. Coming to this planet, it's mandatory that you rest. And if you want to perform at your best, you need to be more rested. We have a massive problem with people being burnt out and exhausted. And we know we need to rest. But the stories that have been handed down from generation to generation is that our value is in doing more. So the thought of resting feels indulgent. So we know it's good for us, but so many of you still avoid it. And this was a really key part in me taking August off, especially wanting to get onto the pro stage, is I wanted to do it with as much ease as possible. I wanted it to feel spacious. I didn't want to add just another thing on top of another thing. And show prep is no joke. It's like a full-time job, you know, and I know many women do it while working full-time jobs, while running families. Like, high five to you ladies, but I don't need another badge of honor for look how hard this was and I accomplished it. I get more pride out of look how hard this was and look at how much space I gave myself to do the hard thing so that the hard thing could feel as ease-filled as possible. And that was the commitment that I made. So that was part of being off, is that I had all my time to do my cardio, had all my time to prep my meals, eat my meals. All I had to do was focus on myself. My little guy was out of school. So it was very, very expansive. So part of the reason for taking August off is because I knew it would coincide with this first pro show. And I wanted to be really smart about my time. This is why I chose this show. And if you've been hanging out with me for any length of time, you know, I'm a zero fan of Vegas. I don't like it at all, but I like the time of year it was at. And I like that it would just fit neatly into my schedule, especially around school. Another big thing for me when I'm getting ready for a show is when the days are longer and it's light out when I wake up, that's so supportive of my moods. This morning I was awake at 5:30. It was dark out again. And it is hard to get your booty out of bed. At least it is for me. And I was getting out of bed at, you know, 4:30, 4:15 when it's dark out. So I really wanted to give myself every opportunity to feel good through this prep. So it was worth the discomfort of stepping away. And here is the reality. The work that I do with my clients, my job is to constantly be challenging myself to expand into more, because it gives them permission to do the same. And now I can have conversations with clients about, well, what would it look like for you to take a month off? What would need to change in your life? Is this something you want? Do you want more than a month off? And even having conversations about doing things that make them uncomfortable, whether it's going on stage, taking piano, starting their own course, starting their own business, whatever it may be. When I do big, audacious things that seem to push the boundaries of what people believe is realistic, it allows me to better coach my clients into that as well, because so many of them have the opportunity to do the things that I'm doing. They just haven't had anybody model it for them. So, you know, because the irony is that it doesn't matter how much my clients do or what they achieve, most of them won't give themselves the kind of reward like a month off, right? And they can't even fathom how it would even be possible. So it's moving out of that story of, you know, when I accomplish this, then I get to do that. So in 2022, I decided that when was now, and that this was going to happen in August of 2023. And we just made the plan so that it would work. I, you know my revenue, I know my numbers, I know all of that stuff. And everything was fine. Everything was fine for me to do this. Now, even when my life kind of blew up on me at the end of February, early March of this year, it would have been so easy to say, you know what, I'm just going to keep working. Like, I can't do this. There's too much going on in my life. This is too scary. There's too much uncertainty. And I didn't, because that commitment that I made to myself, seeing that vision through, seeing that goal achieved, was really important to me. Getting back on stage, because that was something just for me, taking that month of August off was just for me, was so, so important to me. So I stayed the course. I stayed the course. So this is possible for you as well. Life is always going to life. There's always going to be circumstances that are going to want to pull you away from your goals and your visions. How committed are you to those outcomes that you want? How committed are you? Because when you are truly committed to something, everything will work out, right? When you are truly committed, you will find a way. You will find a way, I promise you, and it will work out. But so many of you struggle with what it means to truly be 100% committed and then stay in integrity with that commitment. That means keeping promises to yourself first and foremost, okay? So you might not be in a position yet in your life or your business that you can take a month off. Maybe you have different goals that you're chasing, but I just want you to know that anything is possible if you are willing to truly commit and stay in integrity. One of the other things that really allowed this to happen for me is, you know, over the years, I've taken radical responsibility for my financial well-being. Meaning I move myself out of, you know, being deeply in debt and having this really dysfunctional relationship with money. You know, if money was a person, it was like the story was, you know, there's never enough. You're never around for me when I need you. I was always in lack and limitation. And that's not the way I live anymore. I have a very healthy relationship with my money. I'm very proud of the relationship that I've built with my money. I'm very proud of the relationship that I have with all financial aspects within my business. I can see my revenue. I can see my profit. I can see my expenses. I know what's going on from month to month. I have a runway. I have a runway, so to speak, which also provided me that, okay, I can see the numbers. I can look at the data and know that it's totally fine for me to take a month off. And it's not a big deal. So getting financially fluent and really feeling like a boss with my money was a huge reason that I was able to do this. And I know many of you don't trust yourself in your relationship with your money. You don't really have a handle on it. And I kind of look at the relationship I have with my money the same as my relationship with my food. If I'm trying to create a specific outcome around my physique, I have to know what I'm eating. I have to know the measurements of that. I have to have a plan that I'm going to follow. And the same is true with my money. So it's not sexy. It's not super fun. I've never really been a numbers girl. I'm certainly not great at math. However, that data allows me to make better decisions in my life, in my business, just like the data around my food allows me to make decisions about what needs to change in terms of what my goals are in the gym or with my physique. So I understand the energetics of money, and I also manage my money with love, reverence, and discernment. So it's not about budgeting, but it's about being very discerning about where I spend my money and how I spend my money and what I'm spending my money on. So if you're running a business, it's imperative that you learn how to be financially fluent, whether you want to take a month off or not. You know, my challenge to you is really looking at, are you showing up as the CFO in your business, the chief financial officer? Like, where do you need to grow up and become an adult in your business so that you can have more of the things you want, right? It really does come back to, who do you need to be? What does it look like for you to become a powerful CFO in your business? So as I said, not only was I off in August, and I did my pro show, which was amazing. Unfortunately, I didn't place. And I was just proud that I got my butt up there. I loved my suit. I loved pushing the edges of being a, you know, bikini model. I've talked about that on previous episodes. It was really an edge for me, you know, being around all these, you know, amazing women who are so confident and just so in their kind of diva energy, which is something I've had to learn, right? And allow myself to embrace that inner model, because I've always told myself, oh, I'm not a model. And if you tell yourself you're not something, then you're not going to be that thing. And I'm really trying to flip that. So it's not that I want to become a model, but yes, I can be a model. How can I channel more of that? How can I soften? So my stage experience was fun. I still felt a little bit like Bambi on my feet, I'm not gonna lie. The pictures would not show that, because I love every moment of being up on stage, even when I'm wobbly, even when my routine isn't coming together. And, you know, I went out on stage twice. Yeah, I was in two different categories. So I was out on stage quite a bit. And, you know, I'm laughing at myself because I was like, wow, I just came out here, I just did this routine. And how is it that I forgot it this time around? But all I could do is laugh at myself. I don't beat myself up over stuff like this. This is not solving world, you know, hunger problems. This is me walking myself out on the stage, you know, in the spotlights and in the sparkly bikini. And every time I go out on stage, I really treat it like if this was the last time, like, how do I want to really embrace this moment? And after everything I've been through this year, the fact that I even got myself out on stage was such a huge win, because that was really up in the air for a while. So although I'd stayed committed to my August off, I was really unsure about getting on stage and if I wanted to put myself through the added stress of that. But again, it ended up not feeling stressful for me. It ended up being very healing, because it gave me something to focus on that wasn't the thing that was going on in my life that I didn't want to focus on. And, you know, we don't heal by obsessing over the thing that hurt us. We heal by looking towards the future. So it wasn't about numbing out or, you know, not feeling what I was feeling. I definitely ran the gamut of that. It just provided an opportunity for me to focus my energy in a way that was really about, this is for me. This is my chance to go out in the spotlight. This is my chance to shine and really do something that I love, which is being out on stage. So that was a really, really amazing experience. I don't care that I didn't place. I did not really expect to place. So I always show up wanting to win. That's the competitor in me. And I'm no longer attached to it. It doesn't mean anything to me if I don't win or if I don't place. Like, my personal value or worth isn't impacted by it, because I'm just proud of myself for getting myself out there and then looking at where I can grow, where I need to improve if I choose to do this again. And again, you know, with this organization, I don't know if that's even going to be possible at this point in time. I've renounced my pro status with them and I've stepped away from the organization, because what has been happening is really not in alignment with my values, my personal values. And it's really, really important for me that I live a life, a values-based life. And that means staying in integrity with my values. And they just don't represent the values that I live by at this point in time. So, and again, you know, what does it mean that I renounce my pro status with them? Absolutely nothing. You know, my life doesn't change. I don't live a life of a competitor. My life isn't wrapped around my shows. It's, you know, 1% of what I do in my life. And, you know, my purpose is being here and talking to you and running this podcast and working with my clients and putting my work out into the world in a way that's going to have a big impact. So although it's inspiring for many of you to watch, and I love it for myself, it doesn't change my life if it's something that I don't get to do. And I truly believe that there's always going to be an organization out there if I want to go on stage. There's always going to be an opportunity for me to find my way onto stage. So who knows what personal goals I'll have coming up. So as I said, you know, the other massive goal for me was, you know, loading the family up and taking them all to the Dominican. You know, this wasn't just, you know, the cheapo all-inclusive resort. This was really a luxury resort. It was beautiful. Everything was amazing. And I really looked around and realized, like, I did it. Like, this goal that I've had to be able to take my kids and their significant others away and spend this time with them, I was able to realize. And I mean, that's taken 2 decades. Like, this was a goal I had when I started my business. You know, my oldest is 23 now. They're not young kids. But I think that the value in being able to take these trips with them as adults is even more powerful than taking them when they were children. So, you know, it's just a reminder for you again, like, it doesn't matter how long it takes your dreams and your goals to come to fruition. They are possible for you, providing that you keep your, like, you remember them, right? Like, hold them gently, and keep taking action in the direction of your dreams. You know, in saying all that, it's super easy for me to sit here and go, wow, look at me and all I've achieved. And I did this and I took August off and I went here and I went this and I did this. And I don't want you to believe that it's been all sunshine and rainbows over here. Over the course of, you know, my over 2 decades now in being a coach, man, it's taken a lot of courage and a lot of perseverance, especially when things felt out of reach. And I have had a lot of, you know, I call them tear and tantrum moments. I've had a lot of face down moments where I was like, wow, I don't know if I have the resiliency to get back up again. There were a lot of hard knocks on my journey towards success. And I've had to redefine success many times over, what I thought it was versus what it actually is for me. So it has not been all sunshine and rainbows, right? Like, it's cool that I've been able to achieve this, but it hasn't. And what you may not know is that this trip to the Dominican, a big part of it was, this was supposed to be my wedding trip. I was supposed to be getting married. And that vision is not ready to be manifested yet. You know, to say the last 6 months of my life was turned upside down is really an understatement. And what I will say is that this might be one of the best things to happen for me and to the relationship that I'm having with myself and with my partner. And I have said this in the past, that wake up calls don't come as whispers. And this one came in like an atomic bomb and blew up my life as I knew it. And the destruction really opened the door for massive amounts of growth for me and healing that I can see was necessary in order for me to rise and go to that next level in my life and business. Because there were many things in my life that I was tolerating and I didn't even realize that I was tolerating them. And I'm telling you this because earlier in this episode, I talked about having blind windows. And this is what I mean. There were so many things that now seem so clear that were so not clear when I was in it. I couldn't see it. And I was willing to tolerate things that I shouldn't have been tolerating. But at the same time, I wasn't bogged down in them either. And I know I'm kind of like speaking in circles because I don't want to get into the specifics of this. But it's been painful. It's been heartbreaking. And it's been filled with a tremendous amount of grief. And I've had to stay present to all the waves of emotion that have put all my personal growth to the test. And what I've come to realize and what I've been talking to my clients about specifically this week is we can have all the tools in the toolbox. I got a lot of tools in my toolbox, but those tools only work if they are used with tremendous self-compassion and self-love. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of as I reflect on this past 6 months is through all of this, I have showed up for myself with a lot of compassion and a lot of love. I have looked at myself as if I was my best friend. And if my best friend was going through this, how would I want to show up for her? And that's how I've showed up for myself. And that's how I've utilized these tools. And even within having the tools, I didn't skip over being human. So this work allows you to not stuff things down, to not bypass things. You know, I see people going into gratitude and they're bypassing their feelings. So you can feel gratitude and grief. You can have gratitude. I have gratitude for everything that has happened over the last 6 months. And there's still anger and grief and sadness and all of the things mixed up in it. And of course, this trip was challenging because we all went, including my partner. And it was a lot to navigate. There were days of tremendous joy. There were days of anger. There were days of grief because of what that trip also represented around what it was meant to be. But if it was meant to be, it would have been. And it's just not the time for that yet. So, you know, I could say so much more, but for now, I want to leave you with this. Your life is made up of stories. Stories you tell yourself about yourself, stories you tell yourself about others, and stories you tell yourself about the circumstances you find yourself in. And everything in life only has meaning because of the meaning you attach to it. Okay. You get to decide what things are going to mean. You get to decide the stories around your circumstances, the meaning you want to give to your circumstances. And what I want to remind you of is that you always have a choice in how you write those stories and how you rewrite those stories. And nobody knows what's best for you. No coach, no therapist, no mentor, nobody. Certainly not self-help on the interwebs. You have to look at your individual situation. You have to work through your pain, your healing. You have to be responsible for what's happening for you, and you will find your way. And when you trust yourself to find your way, that's what makes it so much easier as well. And when you have compassion and love for what it is you're going through, okay? The past holds no power over you unless you choose to allow that. And every single day, you get a new day. So the past can inform you. The past can allow you to, you can gather the data from the past, but the past is actually not a predictor of the future. It's simply a moment in time. So what stories do you want to attach to it? How can you pull what you need out of the past, but not use it from stopping you from stepping into what's possible for you in the future? If I look at the past history of my business, I would think, my God, like I was destined to fail because I failed so many times. Thank goodness I didn't pull that story forward because I've created a tremendous amount of success for myself. So again, be cautious about the meaning that you attach to your past. What are you still holding on to? What meaning are you giving it? And what is the value you get in holding on to the past? And I've really had to look at this. So I'm not trying to move through things quickly because it's not just about, oh, I'm just going to let it go and move on. That's not how it works. There are layers to work through, but really being honest with myself about what is my attachment here? What is the fear? What do I gain from holding on to this story and it this being this way? And do I want to work from fear or do I want to work from possibility? So what's available for you in the future can be anything, but it rests on your shoulders to get clear of where you're going. And trust me when I say it's going to take you a metric ton of courage to get there and a tremendous amount of letting go, because who you are today probably can't go with you on the ride of who you want to become tomorrow. So it's not that you become a different person, but these versions of ourselves, we have to be willing to release those parts of us in order to move into the future. So life is beautiful, right? Like what an amazing August and what a grief-filled August and what a gloriously filled August and what a, it was such a mix of everything. It's always both and, right? Life is beautiful and it's often incredibly painful. We cannot escape the pain that comes with life, that comes with growth, that comes with being in relationships and having children and having pets and having businesses and having dreams and goals and aspirations. It's always going to be both and. So celebrate the polarity of life. And remember, when you don't get what you want, it's because there's something better calling for you, right? There's something more for you. The universe is trying to redirect you in some way. And when you can live from that place of, this is for me, this isn't happening to me, I'm not a victim of my life, this is for me. Oh, that is such an expansive energy to work from. So it doesn't mean that you'll never get what you want. It just might be a long period of just not yet. So it's taken me, like I said, over 20 years to realize some of my biggest goals and dreams. And along the way, I've had my ass handed to me so many times. And I'm truly grateful for all of it. Even the wedding that didn't happen, even the atomic bomb that went off in my life. I am truly grateful for it. So what I want you to do, if you're listening to this, and maybe you are in a period of time in your life where things feel really hard and really heavy. I know a lot of people have been going, like August, I don't know what it was about August, but a lot of people felt like they were kind of in a washing machine in August. So if you're listening to this, please, like, keep going. Keep going. Don't give up on yourself. And make sure you're surrounded by people who can support you along the journey. Ask for help. Allow yourself to be supported. So if you're listening to this podcast, one of the things I know about you is you're probably incredibly responsible, meaning that people look to you to lead. You probably take on a lot of responsibilities, like you would classify yourself as, for the most part, a responsible person. And then you probably judge yourself for all the things you're not doing too. Learn to ask for help and allow yourself to be helped. And most importantly, learn how to support yourself with deep love and compassion. Like, those are the biggest tools in that toolbox of life, the biggest tools. And celebrate yourself, because you've probably accomplished more than you even realize. And you've probably overcome more than you're giving yourself credit to, because that's what women like you and I do. We overcome, we persevere, we find a way to make things happen. We always get things to work out. And a lot of times we get our butts handed to us. So are you really giving yourself credit for everything you've overcome and accomplished? And even in the hardest of days, are you willing to find the wins? So this episode, again, a little bit all over the place. I kind of wanted to recap some of my August for you, share some of my thoughts, let you in a little bit on what's been going on. You know, please, I do not need anybody's sympathy around, oh my God, I feel so bad that you didn't get married. Please don't, right? It wasn't meant for now. And I'm at peace with it. I have gotten to a place of acceptance. Although there is still grief, I've had to look at what is the meaning that I'm giving all of this, and is that how I want to move forward? So relationships take work. They are like a business. It takes both people being 100% committed to the relationship. And that wasn't the case in my relationship for both of us. It looked different, but that was the case. And this is allowing me to learn a lot about myself. It's allowing my partner to finally do the work on himself that needs to happen, whether we're in a relationship or not. It needed to happen. Everything needed to happen in the way that it happened in order for the change and the transformation to be initiated. And unfortunately, for most people, they will not change until that change comes like an atomic bomb. Could be a heart attack, could be the death of someone, it could be whatever. But it usually takes something big for people to truly change. So there are so many blessings in that. Or you can stomp your feet and say, well, I didn't want it this way, because I certainly didn't want it to come this way. None of the biggest gifts and the biggest lessons I've gotten in my life, I will tell you straight up, have never come to me in the way that I've requested them. They've always come to me in incredibly disruptive ways. And I hope that I'm done. But I also know that this is life. This is life, and things are always going to happen. But man, I can tell you, like, I for all the things that I've accomplished this August, the thing that I am by far, hands down, the most proud of is how I've showed up for myself through all of this adversity. Very, very different than who I was 10, 15 years ago. And that is available to you as well. But you're probably not going to find it in a PDF, in a large group, and getting self-help on the interwebs. So I will leave it at that. For anybody interested in one-to-one coaching, or if you're looking to snag a spot in my six-month collective, I will put the links in the show notes for how you can reach me. If you want to hop on a connection call and we can talk and find out what is the best fit for you. I am taking new one-to-one clients on in October. So that's something you might want to apply for now if you've been thinking about working with me intimately. If you are really ready to add rocket fuel to your transformation, if you're tired of feeling stuck and in the mud, frustrated, resentful, that you're just not where you want to be, like this constant place of seeking to feel better, yet never actually feeling better. You can wait for an atomic bomb to go off in your life, or you can start doing this work right now and we can create relief for you so that you can start living your life instead of feeling like your life is living you. And you can find your way to more ease, more fulfillment, more passion, more pleasure, more play, and just that sense of being satisfied and content in your life, which is a beautiful place to be. So until next time, this has been a long enough episode. Thank you for tuning in. I so appreciate you being here. Remember, only you can make you a priority. I know I haven't said that for a long time, but you are responsible for prioritizing you in your life. Nobody's coming to save you. So until next episode, take good care.